From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, banks refuse to say what they've done with the billions of dollars in government bailout money. First, we'll try to follow the money in the alleged Bernard Madoff fraud, said to be a Ponzi scheme going back some 30 years. Amir Efradi of The Wall Street Journal is here now. And 30 years? Really? How is that possible?
Well, investigators believe that Mr. Madoff had a trading strategy. The trading strategy that he's talked about and has been pretty public about over the years. The problem was it didn't work, and it didn't work initially when he started it, apparently. And for the last 30, 35 years, perhaps longer, it's not exactly clear, he essentially stopped making trades or made very few trades with client money and started a Ponzi scheme, which means he was taking money in, not really doing much with it, but paying it out to investors who were redeeming their funds, all the while telling everyone that they were making 10% a year or more in gains.
And I guess the question, or at least one question that investigators are trying to figure out, is how could he have done this alone for 30 years and with what is said to be $50 billion?
Right. There are plenty of people with exposure here, and investigators are obviously looking at everyone, including the family members who worked with Mr. Madoff at his firm. They always called it a family business. So you had his brother, Peter. You had his sons, Andrew and Mark. You had his niece, Shanna. They all worked in the trading arm of the firm rather than the investment advisory arm of the firm where the fraud took place. They're all being looked at to see what they may have known about the fraud. The official story, obviously, is that Mr. Madoff told his sons on December 10th that he was basically committing fraud for a long time and that they were shocked and they immediately went to the FBI. But obviously they're being looked at. One sort of key red flag here that investigators are probably noticing is that Mark Madoff did not have any money invested through his father's firm for at least the last 8 years. Obviously nobody's been charged with any wrongdoing. But another key person is Frank DiPascale. He was a key lieutenant in Mr. Madoff's investment advisory business. If you wanted to set up an account, if you wanted to take money out, you dealt with him. And he worked at the firm essentially out of high school for more than 30 years. So he's being looked at very closely. And also the auditor, a very, very small storefront auditing firm about an hour's drive north of New York City, which audited the financial statements of the Madoff firm, that firm received a subpoena as well for documents.
So it said that some $50 billion was lost. Is that an accurate figure?
We don't know yet how accurate it is, but we should note that that figure is believed to include all of the sham profits that were reported over the years. So the amount of actual principal or deposits that investors made is less than that. We don't know exactly how much less, but if you think about it, you know, when you have a lot of money that you're claiming is gaining by 10% or 12% every year, it can be inflated in a very short time.
Any idea where that money is now?
It's likely that a lot of it is in the hands of investors, of other investors who've redeemed money over the years. It's unclear exactly where all the money is, and that's what investigators are trying to figure out. Obviously, Mr. Madoff was a big charity giver. You know, he spent on his own personal life. He wasn't over the top. Obviously, this is a situation where you look to see if there are any Swiss bank accounts or any money stashed away. But the whole point of a Ponzi scheme is you've dug yourself into a hole. And in order to dig yourself out, you essentially need to make sure that you're getting client deposits constantly and you're growing the business constantly in order to satisfy investors who are trying to withdraw money from the firm. So it's possible that most of the money just went to other investors over the years. And in the last couple of years, when the stock market has been hit so hard and so many big, you know, giant banks and other institutions have been hurt and they've needed cash, so they wanted to redeem money from Mr. Madoff's firm. And Mr. Madoff told his sons that that was what basically brought this to an end. He had about $7 billion in redemptions that were due, and he couldn't pay up because he didn't have the money.
Amir Efradi of The Wall Street Journal following the Bernard Madoff story. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.